Hello, dear listeners. Welcome to Glimpses of Life Through Books, Part 1. Four books written by American authors have shaped my life and career, spanning the last 30 plus years. How fascinating that a book we bought or were gifted can sweep us right back to that time and place in our life's history. How perhaps it shaped and changed our lives. I'm fascinated by the story behind the book, how it influenced the path we chose to take, leading us to where we are today. The first book I received on arrival in London was Mastering the Art of French Cooking, Volume 1. In the late 70s, newly arrived in the UK, I was offered the position of assistant restaurant manager at a three-story French bistro in the heart of Hampstead. Within a month, DM Judge, the owner, fired his French-American manager and offered me the post. On my first day as manager, DM Judge handed me Mastering the Art of French Cooking by Simon Beck, Louisette Berthol, and the famous TV personality, American Julia Child. Go work and learn well, he said. Undaunted by the prospect, with my youthful can-do attitude, I accepted. I grabbed the opportunity and set about learning how to. It was the start of a passionate and much-loved career in the restaurant hospitality biz, both in the UK and in Ireland. And I still have and cherish this book, yellowing at the edges of loose pages, but oh, the memories of those first years. My go-to Bible on all things French cuisine. I grafted and learned something new each day, but the French kitchen team in front of house shook their heads in disbelief. Sadly, it was the era of chauvinism and discrimination, where women were considered inferior and paid less, whatever their chosen career. The exception was DM Judge, who, thank goodness, believed in me. This Irish woman trooped the flag, regardless of the hurdles thrown her way. I led the team to successfully running a traditional French bistro, gaining many accolades. Eventually, the French kitchen team changed their attitude with a new respect. I came to pay attention to the brilliant Julia Child when Nora Ephron, a journalist, essayist, playwright, screenwriter, novelist, producer, director, and blogger, adapted Julia's story as a screenplay. Ephron directed the resulting film, Julie and Julia, with actresses Meryl Streep and Amy Adams in 2009. It was the last film Ephron directed before her death in 2012. What a legacy Julia Child left. She never ever gave up. And before her death in 2004, aged 91, she donated the kitchen backdrop from her American TV programs to the Smithsonian Institute, National Museum of American History in Washington, D.C. Little did I know, on accepting Mastering the Art of French Cooking from DM Judge all those years ago, that my path would lead me to become a published author, storyteller, blogger, and speaker. And for that, dear listeners, I remain hugely grateful.